And hello, good people of the internet. It is I, Tom Kelly, and this is Adventures from WooWoo. And in this episode, I want to talk a bit about how much I miss being an artist. In about 2 weeks or so, my son will have his first birthday. And as you can imagine, over the last year, loads of stuff in my life has changed. Changed dramatically, more dramatically than kind of any other event in my entire life. And obviously enough, that's what a baby does. The one kind of downside, and one of the major kind of disruptions that has brought that I find hardest to deal with, or one of the many, I suppose, that I find hard to deal with, is that I haven't really been able to do any art in the last year. And there's kind of an odd sort of reason for that. And the reason is that for me to build up to be able to do art, I need an awful lot of uninterrupted time. And over the last year, because I'm working at home, because my wife is at home all the time, and there is the preschool in the house and all that, I'm just not getting uninterrupted time anymore. And it's made it so that it's just impossible for me to get into that kind of drawing mode or into that artistic mode. David Lynch talks about this, where he says that an artist needs about an hour and a half of uninterrupted time on his own before he can even begin to consider doing any art. And I do understand that, and I certainly do feel like that an awful lot of the time. But I have been able to obviously switch it on when it's a job or whatever, and you just have to do it and stuff like that. But any kind of creativity or any kind of the art that I like to do, which is in some way taking stuff from inside you and channeling it out into the, you know, manifesting it into the real world and all that, it's just impossible to do when you don't get more than 20, 25 minutes in a row uninterrupted. In whatever it means, from people coming into the house, noise, to can you hold him for a minute, or any of these type of things. And it's kind of led to a kind of an interesting place, because what I've done over the last year is kind of do an awful lot of these kind of videos and talk more about the magic and the occult and new age and spirituality, all these type of things. And it's kind of, in a sense, that's who I've become, rather than an artist. And it was one stage when I was doing a podcast interview with someone, I had to kind of correct them in a way. It was actually Spud's podcast, I think, where I was saying, well, because they were just going, oh, woo woo, and all this going, no, I'm an artist. That's what I do. That's who I am. That's what I define myself. And I find myself more and more not feeling able to do that, and not feeling right or feeling guilty in it, and because I don't really draw anymore, in the way that I wouldn't consider myself a musician anymore, because I haven't played an instrument in years at this point. I just completely lost the entire love for that. I may come back, I may not, but I wouldn't consider myself a musician now, even though I can still, I would hope, play, say, guitar or keyboard to a fairly proficient level. It would take me a while to get back up to it, but I could still do it. So that, and the knowledge, obviously, the music theory is all there and all that. And I'm kind of getting that way with the art now, that it's just I don't feel like an artist. And I feel like this kind of interloper, in a sense, but I have a major major issues with feeling like an interloper in this world anyway, but an interloper in the sense of that I don't know who I am, and I'm kind of in this ground of being of this kind of magic dude, when really I want to be an artist dude who does magic. Because there's a part of me that thinks that you shouldn't have your spirituality, or whatever it is you want to call it, as your main thing that you do. Unless, of course, it is the main thing you do. Like, say you're like a Jason Miller, who this is his job, and that's what he does, and that's cool. But not, I think, for me, I can only speak for myself, I suppose, that it's not something I want as my main thing. It should be something that informs the main thing you do, in the way that, say, when I did 40 Servants, the cult stuff and the magic stuff that were all informed it and turned it into being. But it was actually the art that was the important bit. It was the creativity that was the thing. It wasn't trying to have the spirituality front and foremost. It was trying to do something creative and artistic was the thing. So what's happening now is that I've got an outdoor office, and it'll be out of the house. And the theory is that I should be interrupted an awful lot less. But I know the world doesn't always work out the way you want. But that's the idea, and it'll be over it needs a bit of work, and so it's not going to be immediate, but I'm hoping in like a month's time I'll definitely be full-time in there and doing it and getting back drawing and back to being able to be an artist. Because it's weird when you go to my Patreon now, which of course you can all sign up to, send me some money, and it's all talking about art and magic and all this kind of thing and how I find they're synonymous and all of these things. And there's not really that much art on it. I mean, there's a lot of photography. I've done a lot of photography this week, but only because that's the only kind of artistic outlet that I have time for, and because it involves going away and going, you know, doing stuff out of the house, uninterrupted. And even then, finding it kind of the inspiration a bit tough on that. I do have an idea for this collection that I want to do, and I have an awful lot of work done on it, but it's just kind of, everything has become a bit to a crawl at the minute because of this kind of sense of I don't really know who I am at the minute. Because there's a story, and this is an interesting story, and it's a tangent, but go along with me, where Freddie Mercury, and he always kind of said that he would gauge his success by the money he was making, that if he was making money doing what he wanted, then he was a success. And so when Queen started doing well, he was, you know, and he started making money, he could go, I'm a success. And then when he did his solo album, and he got so much money for it, but it flopped, he didn't know what to do with himself because he had all the tick boxes of what he needs to be successful, but wasn't a success. He had found himself in this kind of limbo kind of area. I know it's easy to go, oh, boo, 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 Freddie Mercury with all his money, didn't know who he was. But I do understand that kind of frame of mind, and I find myself there. And I think some of my uncomfortableness with the whole kind of challenge that presents itself of being a kind of someone who talks about magic or does the things I do is that it's not, I don't want that to be the focus of who I am, because it's not the focus of who I am, but it has become the focus of who I am through circumstance. That's not to say I don't want it to be part of my life, and it's not a huge part of my life. It's a major part of my life. But it's not, it's the thing that I wanted to, the only way I can challenge it was through art or doing these videos. And at the minute, I'm not doing the art and it's just the video. So it's coming across just as the magic guy rather than the art guy. And in my heart, I'm the art guy. So that's kind of just all I just wanted to say now, that I'm looking forward to being back being an artist and to get to drawing and being creative again. Not that I dislike doing the videos, I love doing all this stuff too. But I think kind of my feeling of being an interloper or a kind of my uneasiness with this whole thing isn't that it's the frame I'm putting myself within isn't exactly what I want to be. That I hope that makes sense. I'm not explaining it well, but I'm like, never do I ever explain anything well. Anyway, this is just a short video, and it'll only be one video or podcast for the audio people this week, just because time has become the biggest enemy, and I don't really have time at the moment. Because with the office and with a million other things that's going on in the background to dedicate to it, but I didn't want to skip a week either, you know, so this is what we have, this is where we are. So I will talk to you all next week. So good people of the internet, until our next adventure, be well.